Mr. Belafonte. It's Mayo. Mayo. Melinda Mayo. She's Arkansas's TV sweetheart, and she's joining the guys from Morning Mayhem.
Melinda Mayo on Morning Mayhem is brought to you by Sanders Ground Essentials, where great lawns start today. On the web at sandersground.com.
Good morning, Melinda.
Hey, good morning, guys. It was so good to see you in person last week, but I'm doing the JM thing today in the bathrobe.
That's okay. Well, you said you've had some household emergencies this past week?
Well, I'll tell you what. Tell me if you guys agree with me. I think there's about three things that when they happen at your house, like everything else is canceled. Cancel all my appointments. I think number one in Arkansas is your AC goes out.
Oh, yeah,
right? Nothing else matters.
Yes.
It wasn't that. I think number two these days, this is kind of newer, but your Wi-Fi goes out because everything runs off of it now. It wasn't that either. It was number three. When your refrigerator goes out. Suddenly you've got to figure out what to do with all this food, the freezer stock, all of that. So it went out. We've got a main board ordered, but it's going to take 4 days to get here. Thankfully, I had a guy. You know, you got to have a guy.
Yeah,
and
got the man.
That's what, thanks to you, I had Jeff, the appliance guy, in my phone from years ago, called him. They came out the next day. So we're working on that. We do have a second fridge, a smaller fridge, so we transferred most of it to there. So that was my emergency this week. So a fun week.
Yeah, Metro Appliances, they're great over there. That's where I got that number from him back in the day. And also, too, we spent I guess Justin wasn't on that show with us, Raj, Monday when we went. Justin Feltner's Whataburger closed over the weekend, which is sort of an institution in Russellville that – everybody
did it really?
It did after what is Roger 70
wow,
years?
Wow, that was 50. that was a mainstay.
Yeah, no, it really was.
You know, we always went to team basketball camp when I was in high school to Russellville, which is obviously Arkansas Tech. That's correct, right?
Yeah, it is right across the street.
Yeah, okay, and that was like a huge part of it.
Yeah, no, it is
25, 30 years ago.
And Roger brought
wow.
up, and I'd forgotten
it's,
this.
And it's not. It's not part of the chain.
It's WHATTA-Burger.
Wow, that's sad, man.
Yeah, it is.
I hate to hear that.
Yeah, Melinda, Roger brought it up yesterday, and I'd forgotten about this. One of their sort of tricks of the trade was throwing in the extra fries in the bag. They did it before Five Guys. Five Guys does that now, and just it's awesome. If you love fries in the bag, but they were doing that. And that was one of the sort of the fun things.
And we
spent a whole show Monday talking about the restaurants that you miss. You mentioned Cajun's, Melinda. That was a place that we did a lot of events
Deck
at Cajun's.
Potato guys.
Costume parties.
Halloween parties.
Yeah. So anyway, we went down that road.
Hanging.
Yeah, gone but not forgotten kind of deal.
For sure. Back on Feltner's Whataburger just a little bit. You know, we did the story on Channel 7 almost a year ago that they wanted to sell it because their kids had said that they don't really want that to be their life's business. They didn't want to take it over and have that be their lives from now on. So they were looking to sell it, and I guess no one stepped up or the price wasn't right.
Right.
They just went on and decided to close it. So definitely sad for 40 years or so. But Cajun's closed, and you mentioned that some people said they were there the last night.
Yeah.
I was going to be there the night before the last night because it was a Friday and Saturday night. I had to go get one more Play-Doh, right? Whatever.
Sure.
That was 2019. It was June of 2019. We said, let's go Friday night because Saturday night's going to be so crazy. There had been so much flooding on the Arkansas River that month.
Yeah, I remember that. Yes.
In the parking lot.
I remember that.
When it crested.
Yeah, so we had to walk around, you know, a lot of the parking lot you couldn't even use. So we did that on Friday night, had a great time. Saturday, the flooding was so bad, they couldn't open. The power went out. So the night we were there actually ended up being the last night for Cajuns, the Friday night. They couldn't even do it on Saturday night. So another place we'll really miss a lot. But I put it on, I stole your question and put it on my Facebook page.
Right.
And by far the biggest answer was Casa Bonita to raise the flag.
It was crazy. You know, we started.
Oh, I remember that as a kid.
Casa Bonita.
I loved. Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. It was over by
Center 150. On a university,
yes,
in
the little dome thing.
Yeah,
and then they turned it into a music venue. I forget what they called it, but I played it.
Oh, is that right? Wow.
Yeah, I mean, this was golly. I don't
We've
know,
had
20 years
karaoke
ago,
there.
18
twice.
Years ago, or
once or twice.
I forget what they called it.
So real quick on the Casa Bonita
anyway,
deal. Casa Bonita. So we found out Chris Kane.
It was in that parking lot, right?
Yeah, yeah.
That shopping mall. Yeah,
yeah.
They tore it down. Yeah, I remember it. Yeah.
Yeah, you know, that's great.
And they had a Zoltar, like in big.
Casa Bonita did?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, very cool.
Do you remember the little handheld game thing?
It's the little
you got a
mannequin.
You
it's
got
a mannequin,
clue what
right?
I'm talking about?
Yeah, the mannequin in the little deal, right? The little right? Like the mannequin in the movie?
Yeah, like a little, like a genie. Whatever he was. But anyway, whatever. Go ahead.
So Casa Bonita, Melinda, according to Chris Kane, there's only one left. It's in Denver, Colorado. And the guys who own South Park loved it growing up, so they have dumped millions and millions into it, even though it probably they'll never make their money back. And they have people diving into pools, and so Casa Bonita is still alive there, and that's but it's the only one left in the country. So, you know, that's why we appreciate the Brunos, the butcher shops. You know, Joe mentioned 30 years at Corky's. I mean, any restaurant that's been a while forever. As a matter of fact, too, you and I must have been at Cinema 150 the same night because I was there for that last Star Wars. I was there.
Yeah, I was looking. I heard you say that, and I said, "Wait a minute! I remember going to Star Wars too. It Star Wars had been out,
yes.
But they brought it back for everybody to watch it on the 150, you know, degree screen. But I looked it up, and it said one of the X-Men movies was actually the very last movie.
So,
I want to say my first. I'm sorry, Melinda. Go ahead.
That's okay. No, go ahead. I was just going to say maybe we weren't there on the very last night, but we wanted to go see Star Wars. And that was 2003, I believe, at 150 Club. 23
years ago.
Justin, I got a buddy, Johnny Bates, is texting me and saying that he thinks you might be talking about a place, Wrangler or the Big Bamboo. Is that?
No, that's on the other side of the street.
Okay.
Did you play? You didn't play the Big Bamboo or Joe's Big Bamboo.
I've never even heard of that.
Okay, that's on the. You know who was there? Prince. We found out the other day, according to Jeff Allen, who's with The Point.
Oh my God.
Prince had performed. Where did he perform? Must have been Barton. He comes over to Joe's Big Bamboo, Melinda, and goes up in the DJ booth with Jeff Allen. Then. Yeah. Plays pool. Crawford's there.
With Crawford.
We've never heard
with
this story
Danny
before.
Joe Crawford.
And this is before, I guess, Prince became so sort of, you know.
I don't know. The first time
I said
heard
98.
Prince
I think he
was
said
big.
98, so he was
huge.
Big.
Yeah, he was still late, but it's still
he was
not,
Prince.
But he wasn't. I mean, he wouldn't have done that the last 10 years of his career. Went to.
You don't know.
I don't
mean,
think so.
He was. You can never see him. He could be incognito.
True.
What did they call that?
What's that?
What was the term for that venue?
It was Joe. It's Joe's Big Bamboo was the name of the nightclub.
No. The one we're talking about.
Cinema 150 is what the
name. Yeah, but there was another name for
that. I don't know that they might have changed it to something different after.
Yeah.
Because we did.
When they turned it into a music venue.
That's right.
This was.
Yeah.
I swear, if I'm not. I'm not mistaken. Like my first date was there, and
you bet
we
Glenn
went
Campbell
to
was
watch
there.
Titanic.
Yeah, that was the place to be. Glenn Campbell that went there for the opening of True Grit,
which would have been like in '99,
yeah,
or 2000,
the biggest screen
like
there
that.
Was. It was the biggest screen. You know, it was what was it? Roger Sandy,
but golf.
They called it something. I'll figure it out.
Yeah, 661-1037.
The golf course over at Burns. when we go into Burns Park and in that little
It's like the Cinema 150.
It's just around.
Of course, Melinda, we did some Christmas karaoke's there, and you guys put on quite the show, Channel 7. Those, you know.
I think that's about the time Justin's talking about when, you know, it was a cool size theater, you know, and set up pretty good, well, for a music show. So I think that was probably about the same time. I remember.
But it was hot as hell.
Oh, one night. Was it? Yeah.
It was
one of the very, very last theaters built like that that survived in the country, a 150 screen, where only one movie could be shown. Everything else went to the multi-screens, and that's really what killed it. But that was, I think, the last one that survived the longest in America.
It was a cool venue. All right, we're running a little behind. Sorry about that, Melinda. Thank your fine sponsor before you get out of here.
Had to thank Sanders. I talked with Kyle yesterday about what they're doing right now, fertilizing going on everywhere, kind of out of the pre-emergent season into fertilizing, but they just don't throw anything out there. They do the soil sample first so that they know exactly what your lawn needs. Insecticides right now to kill those grubs and other insects. And, of course, the mosquito barrier. You got to get that so they don't eat you alive this summer. So give them a call. 315-9395. They're the best there is.
All right, Melinda, have a great weekend.
Thank you, guys. Hey, go Hogs. Let's beat Kentucky. Let's sweep it.
Let's do it. That's at 5:30 today. Don't go away.